Bread knows no season and no class, they used to say. It's the staff of life for rich and poor alike, eaten winter and summer. Try Tasty Bread, and you can understand the reason for the universal appeal of well-baked bread. This famous loaf has a delicate wheat flavor that's irresistible. It's packed full of nourishment. Insist on Tasty Bread, and you get the best loaf of bread in town. The Tasty Bread winners, directed by Ben Selvin, Harry DeCosta at the piano, and here they are, Billy Jones and Ernie Hare, the Tasty Loafers.
How do you do, everybody? How do you do? So we're known as Jones and Hare to all of you. We're two loafers, now it's set, representing Tasty Bread. How do you do, 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 do? How do you do? How do you do? How do you do, 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 do?
I'm Billy Jones.
I'm Ernie Hare.
And we're a silly-looking pair. How do you do, 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 do?
Bill, I see you have your cousin along with you as a guest tonight.
Yeah, I thought I'd bring him along for a little recreation. He's working pretty hard nowadays.
Yeah, well, what's he doing, Bill?
Oh, he's a butler.
Your cousin, a butler?
Sure.
Well, I suppose he's with a swell family.
Well, he's with no family.
Well, didn't you say he was a butler?
Sure, he works for a soft drink butling company.
Butling company, soft drinks. Say, boy, you are certainly stupid.
Ah, you ought to see my uncle. He's more stupid than I am. You know, stupid over.
Yeah, I understand, yeah.
A little later, when you sing a song, I'll join my cousin.
Well, what's the matter? Is he coming apart?
Excuse the merriment, Ernie.
All right, I will.
Hot dogs and sarsaparilla beneath a beach umbrella,
with one who makes the day so sunny.
We write love letters to her in the sand. Won't it be grand?
He'll be wicky-wacky-wooing at the seashore.
Oh, boy, there's nothing sweller. Hot dogs and sarsaparilla,
with lots of kisses sweet as honey.
They know it's time for playing when they both hear us saying,
hot dogs and sarsaparilla with you. We don't like canoeing or boat rides or such.
Summer picnics never meant much.
We know what we're doing when summer comes round.
We go to the shore, cause we're just crazy for hot dogs and sarsaparilla, and then some citronella, because mosquitoes go for honey. We'll do our swimming right under the sun. Won't it be fun to be winking back and wooing at the seashore? We'll do some carouseling and laugh at sunburn swelling. We'll walk the boardwalk every Sunday. It's not salt water taffy that makes our hearts go daffy. Hot dogs and sarsaparilla and you.
I see you have your thumb all tied up. What's the matter, Ernie?
Oh, I heard it, Bill. Reckless driving, that's all.
Ah, serves you right. You shouldn't drive that car so recklessly anyhow.
Why, Bill, it wasn't my car. I was driving a nail.
Ah, nevertheless, I still think you drive recklessly.
Yeah.
And another thing, I can't understand what keeps that car of yours together.
Why, what are you talking about, Bill? That car of mine is sound in every way.
Oh, sound all right. I've heard it and I've ridden in it.
Yeah.
Why don't you get a new car?
Oh, I can't, Bill. The wolf's at my door. And you ought to see him, Bill. He's gotten fat from eating bill collectors. Life is only really what you make it. I've made mine a paradise of love. Happiness is there for you to take it. My life is a heaven from above. At the end of the day, when work is through, I go back to a nest where dreams come true. I know that there I'll find peace in that heaven of love, healed by the hands of an angel above. At the end of the lane, she waits for me. Two white arms I adore,
at the end of the day. When my work is through, I go back to my little nest, where sweet dreams come true.
And a sweet voice I hear say good night, Daddy dear. At the end of the day, hold me.
All right, Daddy.
Say, Bill, how is your new girl?
Oh, she's okay, I guess, Ernie.
Well, isn't she kind of young for you, Bill?
Well, I will admit she is younger than I am. In fact, she's just getting her second teeth.
Is that so?
That is, her dentist is fitting them tomorrow.
Yeah.
Her teeth are the pride of her life.
Is that so?
Yeah, she got slapped once for talking out of turn, and she swallows her false pride. Excuse the merriment.
Yeah, excuse mine, too. No kidding, Bill. How old is she?
Well, she said she just passed 20.
I wonder which way she was going.
Well, now, wait a minute. I know which way you two loafers are going. You're going right over and sit down because, as our guest, we have a return appearance of a favorite, a theater and radio favorite, the singer of songs of all nations, Gypsy Nina. Listen, you two loafers, listen just a moment. Many requests have been made for a bit of grand opera. Do you feel opera-ish this evening?
Not me, Lou, not me. I've been standing too long. I'm a little flat. I got a bad cough, too.
I'm kind of worse than Bill, too, Lou. My tonsils are all inflamed. There's a frog in my throat, and I have a headache, and I'm wearing borrowed eyeglasses, and my ears are all stuffed up. In other words, I'm far from fit, so the opera's out, Lou.
Splendid. I knew you two fellows would be just happy to do a bit of opera.
Lou's put us on the spot, hasn't he?
You're right, Ernie. Say, Lou, we'll show we're regular fellas and try to sing the well-known trio from the unknown opera, The Sculptor's Bride.
Yeah, we sing it in pure, I should say, poor Italian. So translate the text, will you, Lou? Here it is in English. Start, Lou, and set the stage, will you?
Okay, the curtain rises on a furnished room. That tenor of tenors, Signor Jones Agacci, is our hero, the sculptor. And that sterling baritone, Signor Hertonico, is the false friend. Gypsy Tetranina is the wife, and the decomposer Harry de Castellupo in person sits at the Steinway and strikes a chord. And the battle, the opera is on.
Oh,
Our hero, the sculptor, says, "My wife no longer loves me, because everything I chisel is a bust." His false friend sympathizes, but says, "My dear friend, you should know the average woman hates chiselers." At this point, a door slams and the wife enters. Our hero suspects his wife and friend, but hides his true feelings and also a big stiletto. Our hero proves he's no chiseler. He opens a bottle of red ink, but while doing so, sees his friend kiss his wife through the mirror. He comes out of his corner. Round one. The wife faints, and our hero is about to stab his rival near the fireplace when the doorbell rings.
Well, you're a wifey. She's ordered these 3 loaves of tasty bread. They just come from the oven.
Grazie, 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 grazie.
Tasty bread again proves that good bread brings happiness. The friends forgive and forget, and the curtain descends as they are eating delicious tasty bread with garlic. The garlic ensures a strong finish. Listen for him.
Hold up your hands and say,